And good evening. This is KDVS in Davis, 90.3 FM. And this is Gary Salen with you, substituting for Patrick Ferris. And Patrick will be back next week. And we're playing Hawaiian music tonight, but with a blues theme. And we just heard two versions of the very well-known Moana Chimes. We just heard M.K. Mokay. And that goes back, I believe, to the 30s. And then before that, a slack key version by the late, great Sonny Chillingworth. And he was around in the 50s, 60s, passed away in 1994. And he was a member of the Sons of Hawaii, who were a very important group, part of the Hawaiian Renaissance in the 60s. Sonny Chillingworth, very crucial slack key guitarist. And he did a version of Moana Chimes here on KDVS in Davis, 90.3 FM. So next we're going to turn to a piece of music. And it's a very well-known blues piece called the Stacco Lee Blues. And it's performed by King, Queen, and Jack. Boy, what a title for a name of a group. And despite its title, Stacco Lee Blues, it's played in the key of F sharp, is a blend of Hawaiian pop and blues harmonies played with a loose, semi-improvised feeling and featuring the mandolin-like trills, double time flourishes, and jazz-influencing, laughing, sobbing effects that is found in much expert Hawaiian playing. So let's give a listen to this. And again, the artist on this particular recording is penned as a King, Queen, and Jack. And it's the great Stacco Lee Blues done Hawaiian style. And this is an old Yazoo recording that I'm getting this recording from called Hawaiian Guitar Hot Shots, all here on KDVS in Davis. So as promised, Stacco Lee Blues, Hawaiian style. Thank you. And this is KDVS and Davis, a scary substituting for Patrick Ferris. We just heard the Tubize Royal Hawaiian Orchestra featuring a fantastic steel guitarist, but it's unidentified. So, but it's off an old album called Hawaiian Steel Guitars, 1920s through 1950s. And that particular piece was the Wabash Blues. And before that, a couple artists known as Franchini and Detborn doing Palakiko Blues, and then the Happy Hawaiian Blues by the Hawaiian Songbirds. And then, as I told you, a group that identifies itself, or trio, King, Jack, and Queen, doing the traditional Stack O'Lee Blues, all here on KDVS in Davis. And for those of you tuning in for Patrick Ferris, he will be back next week.
Vallejo Music Theater presents Jim Eyler's Sleeping Beauty at the Federally Playhouse for the Arts, 3467 Sonoma Boulevard, Suite 10, Vallejo. The show includes many children from Lincoln Elementary School, Vallejo High School, Jesse Bethel High School, Hogan High School, and Mare Island Technical Academy. Six evening performances with curtain at 7 p.m. are set for December 7th, 8th, 9th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Two matinee performances are set with curtain at 2 p.m., December 10th and 17th. For tickets and information, please call Judith H. Brown at 707-649-2787 or email her at showladydirector@netzero.com. Vallejo Music Theater is a nonprofit public benefit corporation.
There's encouraging news for people who want to contribute more to the environment. You can lend a hand by simply recycling and buying manufacturer's products packaged in 100% recycled paperboard. Nearly 50 million tons of paper are recycled each year, and a growing number of manufacturers are supporting recycling by packaging their products in 100% recycled paperboard. Shoppers can help make every day America Recycles Day by purchasing products packaged in 100% recycled paperboard and encouraging friends to do the same.
You can now recycle your television set or computer monitor at the Yolo County Central Landfill, and it's free. For more information about the Electronic Waste Recycling Act, visit on the internet www.erecycle.org. And this is Gary with you here on KDVS, and as promised, we've got a version of W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, and it is going to be performed by Sam Ku West, a steel guitar virtuoso. And he was also a very proficient harpist. And as a teenager, he played with Irene West's Royal Hawaiians. And in 1927, he moved to New York and recorded with his own group, and that was the Harmony Boys, before returning to Hawaii. Now, Sam Ku West toured in the Far East, where he met with the Reverie's Mo family, playing in Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Manila. And the tour headed on to Paris, where unfortunately he became ill and was hospitalized and died. Now, this particular recording we're going to hear of the St. Louis Blues was recorded during Sam Ku West's 1927-1928 tour right here on the mainland. Now, when you're in Hawaii, people refer to the other 48 states as the mainland. So just to pass that on to you. So let's go right on to this version of St. Louis Blues by Sam Ku West, all here on KDVS in Davis.
got the railroad blues, the railroad blues. I haven't got no railroad fare. Nowhere to go, nowhere to go, go. Nobody's waiting for me there. I'm gonna catch a freight train just to show it I'm on. Ride so far you think I'm dead and gone. I've got the railroad blues. I haven't got no railroad fare. You heard me, mister. I haven't got no railroad fare. Thank you.
Right there, you heard something by So Ho'opi'i. And So Ho'opi'i was born in Honolulu in 1902 and is generally considered to be the greatest ever steel guitar player. Now, he learned ukulele guitar and eventually steel guitar from a young age. And the story goes he stowed away aboard a San Francisco-bound liner in 1919. Moving to Los Angeles, he started recording in 1925 during the Hawaiian music boom on the mainland USA. And Ho'opi'i found himself much in demand, known for mixing Hawaiian music with jazz and blues. And from 1934, he switched to electric steel guitar, the very first electric guitar to be invented, and was the first to use modern tunings, not just major. He became involved in the Hollywood film industry, booking Polynesians for South Sea movies, and also acting in, among other films, Waikiki Wedding with Bing Crosby and Sing Me a Song of the Islanders with Betty Grable. And he later became an evangelist, playing gospel music before he died in 1953. So, Ho'opi'i. And the tune that we heard from him was Radio Blues. That's just what you heard there, and it's one of his few original compositions from 1927, with his original trio playing heavy backbeat rhythm found on many of his records from this period. Okay, so that's what you heard, Radio Blues by So Ho'opi'i. And then before that, we heard the Hau'ulea Entertainers doing Railroad Blues, and that was quite an interesting tune there, the Railroad Blues. If I can find my liner notes here on that particular tune, which is performed, by the way, in open G tuning, and it's based on a familiar 16-bar blues melody, which is played in the same tuning, but I don't know which one that is, but it's a very familiar melody. And then at the top of the set, as I told you, and we're going to play another track by Sam Coo West, we heard the W.C. Handy composition, St. Louis Blues. So that's what you heard there. And now we're getting ready to play another track. And this is Sam Coo West, Harmony Boys. So this should be really interesting. So we'll hear Sam Coo West again. And as I told you, he began as a teenager playing in Irene West's Royal Hawaiians. And he made his 1928 recording of Wang Bang Blues, which we're going to hear, featuring his very precise technique and warm, smooth tone. A few key changes and range changes make for a concise yet varied arrangement. So this is Sam Coo West's Harmony Boys with Wang Wang Blues. And it looks like, as I told you, from 1928. And those of you just tuning in, this is Gary Salen substituting for Patrick Ferris. And Patrick will return at this time slot on Wednesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. next week. So what I'm doing is substituting for Patrick's show and pretty much keeping it to the blues. But as most of you know, I love to do a lot of Hawaiian music. And it's kind of in my blood now. It's my main focus. And so I wanted to just kind of present it with the blues angle, or the blues with a Hawaiian angle. So as promised, Sam Coo West here on KDVS in Davis.
San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Aloha, a Hawaiian cowboy. San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Aloha, a Hawaiian cowboy.
Oh, yes, that's KDVS and Davis for you. That's the Kalamas Quartet, who were around in the 20s, and we heard this four-part harmony, wonderful Hawaiian music. And we heard a 1928 recording on the beach at Waikiki, and it was originally written in 1915. Wonderful tune. And then before that, Sol K. Bright, where he actually mentions San Francisco by the Golden Gate. And that was the Hawaiian Cowboy, Sol K. Bright. And preceding that, we heard probably the most well-known blues tune in the Hawaiian Islands, the Hula Blues. And it was Sol Ho'opi performing that, and we talked about him earlier. And then we had Jim Bob and the Janiel Hawaiians doing a version of Hula Blues, quite a different version there for you. And that's what we heard in that particular recording. And that was a 1934 recording of Hula Blues. And then before that, the Masters Hawaiians with the Hawaiian Stormy Weather. And then Sam Koo West, who we talked about a little bit earlier when he did the W.C. Handy Blues, but in this particular set, we started out with Sam Koo West doing a tune called Wang Wang Blues. Wang Wang Blues. And that was, as I told you, Sam Koo West. So we're going to close it off with another track by the Kalamas Quartet here on KDVS in Davis. And Mick should be up next with more programming here on KDVS. And as I've told you a few times throughout the show, that Patrick Ferris will return next week. So we just wanted to keep it in a blues, older blues sound, as a lot of his programming is. And that's it. So as promised, here is the quartet, the Kalamas Quartet on KDVS, and this is Sassy. And it says here that Sassy is a humorous song about sassy girls in various island localities. And the lead vocals shared in turn, including bass vocals of Bob Nawahaini. So there you go, Sassy by the Kalama Quartet.
Mahini no iba leila sa zeli kaulevana. Tuwa ma avalika ai alamihila sa zeli kaulevana. Iwi iwi do ha kaulevle sa zeli kaulevana. Me below the keep of Kaili Lush, as the only goal of honor. Hey, come on, he didn't know Kali, he lost, as the only goal of honor. Who am I of a lake in Upia, as the only goal of honor. Mahini no ka pala mala sa zeo I ka ule vana. Ua ma avaleika ai laikila sa zeo I ka ule vana. Mahini no kaka akula sase o ikau lewa ana. Ai ko papa ABC la sase o ikau lewa ana.
And this is KDVS in Davis. Please stay tuned for Mick. He will be up shortly. We're going to play one of the three greatest slack key guitarists ever, along with Gabby Pahanui and Sonny Chillingworth. We played Sonny Chillingworth earlier. This is Leonard Kwan, and this is a piece of music that's called New Opihi Moe Moe Number 3. Leonard Kwan here on KDVS.